Forward. Bill Stokes entered my life 45 years ago. I was a boy growing up on a rural edge of Racine and a family with a fondness for the written word. It was a double blessing. Not only did the old potato farm afford me access to a creek, a pond, a woodlot, and fallow fields to express my frog-catching and squirrel-chasing genes, but three newspapers were delivered to our doorstep each day. For a lad fascinated with the natural world and outdoor adventure, the papers contained more riches than any sporting goods store. I'd tear open the sections and plop down on the family room floor to devour the latest exploits of my favorite writers. The 1970s were part of a golden era of American newspaper outdoors writing, and Racine was in the circulation area of some of the all-time greats. The list included Don Johnson at the Milwaukee Sentinel, John Hussar at the Chicago Tribune, and Mel Ellis and Jay Reed at the Milwaukee Journal. The Journal also had a switch-hitting, wide-ranging all-star on its roster who covered the outdoors and more, Bill Stokes. Taken together, their published accounts fueled my desires like a lit match set to spilled whiskey. I wanted to burst out across Wisconsin and fish in dark, mysterious rivers, squeeze through stands of popple in search of ruffed grouse, watch a marsh come to life from a duck blind, and take a stand in a pine forest along a deer trail. And maybe even someday, like my heroes, write about it. Bill became more than a smiling mugshot to me over the last decade after I began work for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. After I wrote a column about trout fishing, Bill contacted me to pass along some kind comments as well as an invitation to visit him at his home in the driftless area of southern Wisconsin. I took him up on the offer and was taken in like a family member. Bill was born in 1931 in Barron, Wisconsin, and grew up on a farm a few miles outside of town. The Depression baby learned to work hard and dream. After high school, he served in the U.S. Army for 3 years, including one with the infantry in Korea. He returned from the war and attended the University of Wisconsin-Madison on the GI Bill. He majored in journalism with an...